And greetings to you all, each of you, dear ones. It is Portia and the guides, and we are happy to talk about non-judgment. We see so many of you are in judgment these days. The media is splashing forward all kinds of turbulence and horrific examples of devastation and damage on planet Earth, and we see you immediately jump into judgment. This is bad. This is the end of all things, and it goes on and on. We see you judging yourselves, whether it is about what you eat, or the size of your waist, or how your spiritual practice is going or not going, your meditations, your service to life, your service to yourself and to your family and those close to you. Judgment, judgment, judgment. In all things, large and small. This is the mechanism of the human limited mind and ego to constantly be at the side of harangue and harass and cruelty also. It is a containment of sorts, and it is about punishment. Right after any judgment that you make comes punishment. Whether you are railing at political factions around the world, or what is happening to the earth herself, or within your own intimate relationship, or with your children, going back to school now, we see. It is every step we ask you to watch your thinking. Judgment is not for you to do. It actually is not a part of the divine creation of this realm. God is in charge of this realm, the earth herself, and everything, from the smallest to the largest. It is God's design, and it is God's manifestation. It is coming forward perfectly, everything. And we ask you, when you do feel a judgment, hear the voice of a judgment, we ask you to take a breath and to pause and to ask God, what is the highest truth here? And is there something I may do, think, or take action on to make things better? Because making life better is part of your assignment, dear ones. And it can be in the smallest step, but as you know, as you do good in life, it ripples out. And you may think, oh, no, just a small thing about replacing a thought that is, we will say, a lower vibration with a thought that is a higher vibration. You may think, oh, how can this help heal the earth, the world? But it does, dear ones. It has power, and it comes from God, the God force that is flowing through you, because you are asking the God source about a particular situation or issue or instance or relationship. It is an interesting exercise to observe your own thinking, and we ask you this week to be acutely aware of this topic of judgment, criticism, assessment, putting things down because of your own ego mind. Call yourself up when a thought of judgment comes in. And the easiest way we recommend is when you observe your thought, putting something into a category of good or bad. This is good. This is bad. This is not the design of life. Life is full spectrum. And we remind you also that the human mind is limited. And so when it slots something into the bad category, it does not have in any way the full story, we will call it, the backstory, the big picture of what is going on and how God, good, is at work. We tell you this because the outpicturing of so many tragic events right now may mesmerize you and keep you paralyzed and keep you in judgment also, and perhaps even thinking, well, we are coming to the end, or, well, climate change is going to destroy the earth anyway, so what can I do? And we know you are familiar with these thoughts. Please pause, observe your thoughts, and also remember that often thoughts did not originate from you. They are coming in from the outside and they are not even yours, so do not attach to them. Pause, ask God, what is the highest truth here? And then ask God, what may I do, if anything, to embetter this situation, to shine light on this situation, your light, God, so that the truth is revealed and healing comes forward. It is a big category, but it is something that is essential for you all right now, because as you let go of judgment and criticism, you will see more and more as God sees, and this is the highest truth. Your thoughts and thinking will be expanded, broadened, inspired, true, real, the true real and reality of God's domain here, of this beautiful earth, that you have a privilege to be a human being walking the earth at this time in its history. So do your best, dear ones, and observe your thinking and continue to ask the question of yourself, do I judge? And am I doing it often? And releasing it as well. You will experience much greater freedom and vision and healing ability as you do this. Our love and blessings are with you always. Namaste.